going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. And to Terry, our DM, where is Mark this week? I don't know. I've been really busy with my life, and I haven't been able to keep up with Mark Reardon's whereabouts. Sue, do you... Is he saying he's at in a secret location?
No. I believe he's local.
He's local.
But he's taking some time.
I thought maybe he was checking out the new flagpoles that they put up at the White House. You know, no. They got them at the front and the back.
Yeah,
the
that is impressive.
Biggest ones ever. Never had them this big before. So there you go. They got new flags. They're tapered. I don't know what that means.
That's interesting.
Obviously the Karen Reed thing we were just talking about, she was found not guilty. There is a lot going on with Israel and Iran. We are going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit with Steve Bucci, who is a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Before we get to Chad Perkins, here's a quick update. Here's the latest that Trump had to say from the White House just a little bit ago.
Mr. President, have you been updated on that?
No, we're having a meeting in an hour. Have a meeting downstairs in 1 hour, yep.
Mr. President, on Iran, if regime change does happen there, if the regime falls, do you have a plan for what you think would happen?
I have a plan for everything, but we'll see what happens. Got a ways to go. They should have made the deal. I had a great deal for them. They should have made that deal. 60 days, we talked about it, and in the end, they decided not to do it, and now they wish they did it. And they want to meet, but it's a little late to meet, but they want to meet, and they want to come to the White House. They'll even come to the White House, so we'll see. I may do that, but it's a shame it could have been done the easy way.
Do you think the regime there could fall?
Sure. Anything could happen, right? Of that? Sure.
So we'll find out a little bit more about that coming up in just a little bit when we talk with Steve Bucci. In the meantime, we are going to talk to Chad Perkins, who is the Speaker Pro Tem of the Missouri House. Chad, how are you, sir?
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, I love listening to Trump do an interview, right? I mean, the guy is a savage the way he goes about things. Like last night, the Ayatollah, we know where he is. He's an easy target. I'm not going to kill him, at least not yet. I'm like, what other president would ever talk like that? The guy is just a monster. And the guy doesn't play around.
I do love the part when they were asking him, what do you think about the Ayatollah's comments where he's threatening America? And he just says, good luck. I'm like, I love that. I love it. He's already said, to your point, we know where you are. If we want to get you, it's not going to be hard. I can kill you tomorrow. It reminds me, you'll love this, Sue. It reminds me of Princess Bride, you know, the dreaded pirate Roberts.
That's right.
You know, I'll sleep well, Wesley. I'll probably kill you in the morning.
And that's right.
That's kind of Donald Trump to the Ayatollah. Like, sleep well, I'll probably kill you in the morning. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But
that reference was inconceivable.
I don't think that word means what you think it does. Hey, man, I enjoyed hanging out with you at Lincoln Days up in Lincoln County on Saturday night. I always love that event. The folks up in Lincoln County are always so welcoming and so nice, especially for a guy from St. Charles to come up. And it's always a great time. But I wanted to have you on here because I wanted to talk a little bit about session. We don't have a big window here. We've only got I don't know, 6-7 minutes for us to catch up. But I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on how did session go this year? And did you get everything done that you wanted to get done? Because it sure felt like you got a lot more done this year than you did last year. You even went back for extra innings.
Well, Mike, it was, in my 5 years of being there, I think it was the most productive. It was the most conservatively productive session I've ever been a part of, right? We went into it saying we're going to do some things with Proposition A. And we did, right? We put it back on the ballot. We're going to do some things with Amendment 3.
And just real quick, for people who aren't up on what is Proposition A, for those who are following along at home.
Proposition A was the one that basically said, oh, yeah, you can take off work whenever you want to. You don't have to tell your boss, and they can't fire you for it, right?
So all the conversation was about the minimum wage, and they really didn't talk about that part, did they?
No, that was the selling point, was minimum wage.
Exactly.
Then they threw in all these other things that made it really impossible to run a business. And people would ask me about it and talk about minimum wage, and I always said to them, well, you can't operate a business this way, and the fact is the real minimum wage is zero. And if the business you work for closes down, you're not going to get paid at all.
Exactly.
So we did that. You know, we made the necessary changes there that allows business to thrive, which ultimately is good for everyone. Amendment 3, of course, was that issue that was on the ballot last year. And they sold it as being a woman's right to choose, right?
Right.
And with that being said, though, it became the most liberal piece of legislation in the country, and the fact that it basically allowed for abortion up until birth. It had a lot of things having to do with transgender, gender-affirming care, whatever that means. But people didn't realize all that, you know, when that was in there, or at least a lot of the voters didn't. So we put it back on the ballot, and this time it only includes some things regarding the abortion issue with a lot of parameters on it, the parameters being rape, incest, life of the mother, only up until a certain point in time, those sort of things that you know, obviously I don't love those parameters, so I would be fine with doing away with it altogether, but you got to get something passed on the ballot, right?
Right. There's something that you may want to do, and then there's something that you feel like the voters would actually do.
That's exactly right. And whether I like it or not, the voters last year indicated they wanted some ability to do so, right? With that being said,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We could have passed something out of Jefferson City that said, okay, we just outlaw abortions altogether, put it on the ballot, and then it would likely fail. And for me, a win is not just some moral victory where you pass something out of the House and Senate, but rather when you pass it out of the House and Senate, you put it on the ballot, and then it passes on the ballot. That's a real win. And so we put something on the ballot that we think can win, that can make Missouri certainly far more reasonable than the atrocious Amendment 3 proposition from last year. And then I love it because the left says, oh, you're overturning the will of the voter. Well, how on earth is that? Because we're not actually doing anything other than putting it back in front of the voters.
You're basically giving them a second bite of the apple, if you will.
It seems to me as if the left is the group that's afraid of what the voter might say. So just put it out there in front of the voters, give them the opportunity to choose which one they like. If they prefer the way it is, they can keep it. If they would like to do it the way that we've suggested, then the people of the great state of Missouri have an opportunity to do that.
We're talking with Chad Perkins, who is from District 40 with the Missouri House of Representatives. He is also the Speaker pro tem. So you got called back. I've only got about 2 minutes left here. So you got
Mike,
called back.
I also want to point out real quickly, I sponsored the legislation along with George Ruse out of St. Louis County.
Yes.
That eliminated capital gains, personal capital gains taxes this year also.
Which is huge that people. You talked about this a little bit on Saturday night. Talk a little bit real quick about why people should care about that, because a lot of people think capital gains only matters to wealthy people.
Right. So it's 4.7% of your income. But the fact of the matter is this. If you have a retirement account, which most of us do, and we're not wealthy people, we just have this retirement account either through our job or because we've been putting a little bit away here and there over the course of our career, well, it certainly will affect that. Or for anyone who's buying a home, you know, that could certainly affect that, right? How much money you make when you sell that home. That's a real possibility, or anything of that nature. So I think it's good for all Missourians. Anytime you give Missourians the opportunity to keep more of their money, I think it's a good thing. You know, people know how to spend the money better than the government does.
I think we would all agree with that, especially people who are listening to this radio station are going to share that opinion. Hey, tell me real quick a little bit your thoughts on special session. How did that go down and how did it, the end result, how do you think that's going to play out in your opinion?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Mike. I, as you know, wasn't able to attend the voting time. We're having a child.
Yay,
and,
congrats.
Mom believed she was going into labor right then, that Tuesday night. So I left and we came back to SSM in St. Charles and County and out in Lake St. Louis. And as it turns out, she wasn't, right? We were only 34 weeks and they want to get you a little further along for the health of the baby. So I wasn't able to make it to the voting time. It's yet to be determined how that works out, right? It was a vote that was really hard for a lot of folks.
Right.
Ultimately for me, I looked at it and said, well, just last year, the voters of Jackson County said no to it. Why would I saddle the voters in my district in Pike and Lincoln counties with having to pay that bill? The voters of Jackson County didn't want to do it. And, you know, it seems to me like the majority of the benefit would go to the Kansas City area. So I was not supportive of the pieces of legislation. It did pass with, you know, a fairly comfortable margin. So me attending to that family health matter didn't really affect the outcome, but I wish it kind of would have.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I heard Mike Kehoe say something that I appreciate sort of the other side of the aisle, if you will, on this one. And that is, we in St. Louis can understand when we lost the Rams, we have this dome that is sitting downtown. Luckily, we got the Battle Hawks to go play in it. But if we didn't have the Battle Hawks, we'd have this big dome with nothing in it. And he brought up an interesting point on Scott Faughn's show where he was talking about if you lose the Chiefs and you lose the Royals and they go over to the Kansas side, you're not going to get another team to go play in there because they're just on the other side. They didn't even leave the market necessarily. They're just on the other side. And all of a sudden, Kansas City, Missouri is stuck with these two big, huge pieces of land that used to generate a lot of income for the state of Missouri, and now they're just big holes with nothing in it. And you're going to have to figure out what are you going to do with that. And I thought, you know, that's an interesting side of that that I hadn't really considered. I don't know that it's worth giving the billionaires the money, but I understand that aspect of it.
Mike, I think the world of the governor, I think he's doing a tremendous job. I would suggest this, though. Instead of picking out two businesses that would get that tax benefit, why don't we just write some legislation that would benefit every single business in the state of Missouri equally? I could certainly support that.
I'm with you. Hey, Chad, I got to run. I appreciate you taking some time. It's always great to talk to you. Good luck with the baby. I hope you have a healthy, bouncing baby very soon.
Thank you, Mike. Good talking to you.
That is Chad Perkins. He is the Speaker pro temp of the Missouri House. We are going to catch up on what's going on with the Iran-Israel war with Steve Bucci on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.